Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, if you've been listening to me very long on this radio broadcast, you know that I love talking about missions and missionaries, and we have missionaries scattered all over the world. We have some that are in places we can't even tell you where they're working. We have missionaries speaking multiple languages, and a few of them are single. Most of them are families. But what a blessing it is to see God's blessings as they go out and lead people to faith in Christ and plant churches and see those churches thriving. Well, let me tell you today about Steve Serna. He and his family are serving down in El Salvador. I've been down there, and they're sent out of Greater Portland Baptist Church in Portland, Oregon. But Brother Serna says, the Lord has greatly allowed us to enjoy His blessings over the past couple of months. We've seen Him work powerfully in our lives and our ministry. And as always, it's with much eagerness that we can inform you of these blessings. A couple of weeks ago, we were invited to participate in an evangelistic activity for a fellow Baptist church in the nearby city of Santa Tecla. Caleb and I, along with 40 members of Tabernáculo Bautista de San Miguel, worked alongside members of this Santa Tecla church, and we spent a good portion of the morning walking through the nearby neighborhoods, handing out gospel tracts, witnessing to some of the people that we encountered. It was a blessed time of fellowship and ministry, and I was expecting to go alone, but Caleb asked me if he could come, and it's always an infinite blessing to be able to do ministry with my children, especially when they enthusiastically volunteer for it. Well, that is great news to hear, isn't it? Well, Brother Steve said, it looks like we will continue to work with these churches at least over the next several months. If the Lord permits, there will be groups coming from San Miguel to evangelize the streets of our city with us. And we pray for open doors and for the eyes of the blind to be open. It would not surprise me in our city and country if they were among the most outwardly religious in all the world. Although people listen to us, it's very rare for them to respond to God's word. Despite all the seemingly impossible obstacles, we're thankful that the Lord has not allowed us to give up. In fact, I feel that our desire to witness to the lost keeps growing. And of course, that's wonderful, and we're glad that's the case. Well, by God's grace, we're seeing results with evangelism here in Santa Ana. This past Sunday, Caleb brought to church one of his neighbor's friends named Mario, 19 years old. I had the privilege of witnessing to Mario a couple of months ago, and we've been praying for him and his family for quite a while. It's always such a blessing to see God answering our prayers. He's placing in our boys a greater burden for their friends. So please pray that Mario and his dad and his siblings would all receive Christ. Now, we told you a lot about Caleb today, so now we'll share a little about Rosa and Joshua. Please pray for Rosa. She's finishing her junior year at Bible College. She recently learned that she could potentially work in a ministry while she also completes an internship for her degree. And then Joshua will be with us in El Salvador for the summer. He's burdened to continue what Caleb has started in our ministry. Please pray for Joshua as he continues to minister to neighborhood friends, especially during these summer months. Thank you for your prayers and support. And let me just add that if you're supporting a missionary husband and wife, you're probably supporting a lot of other missionaries because of their children.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050. Or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.